And we're on Nun Hei Amud Beis. So the Gemara has a question. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold there were not two kanim? One for the Seir and one for the Par. Write on them so you don't get mixed up. The Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda does not somech on writing. And then the Gemara brought down that there were 13, and that's why there wasn't a separate cane for Chova, because we're afraid to get mixed up in the Dava and the Chova, or in the Chova itself, the Chattas and the Ola. And you couldn't write on it which was which. And then the Gemara says, Amaisa, though, Rabbi Yehuda is somech on Ksiva, because there were 13 shofros in the Mikdash, and each one was written what it was, and we weren't afraid to get mixed up. So, Ki Osir Abdimi, Omar Amri Bimarova, So Dimi said, no, the reason that there wasn't two, shofros, one for Kinei Chova and one for Kinei Nedava, why they didn't have a shofar for Kinei Chova is because we were afraid that if somebody put the money in and then died, so the Chattas is Chattas Shemesu Baaleho, which has to go to Misa. And it'd be mixed in with the other ones, and all of them would be puzzled. So to avoid that, they didn't leave a pushka for what's it called, for the chattas, because for fear that somebody would put in the money and die. And not because we're afraid to get mixed up with the nedava, but because putting money in, when you want to bring your chattas, come to the Beis HaMikdash. Don't leave the money because we're afraid that the person who put the money in will die. Where it says, Amichai Shinan, are we afraid that somebody put the money in and he died? We give a person a cheskes chayim. Whoever put the money is probably still alive. Somebody sends a chatas from Medina Sayyam, right, and it's been days since the animal's been sent over or whatever, and we don't know if the guy's still alive or not. You bring it, the cheskes chayim. He's probably alive. So it tells us over here brings the whole thing that Lamaisa, there's a whole sugya, whether Chashin Lamisa or not. Somebody sends a get. And do we give it to his wife or not? Are we afraid that he died or not? So where it says Shema, Lashema Meis Lo Chashin, and we're not afraid that somebody died. We give him a Cheskes Chaim. But the Gemara says that if the guy's 80 already, then could be that you are Choshesh Lamisa. So Tosus says that's only because of the Chumra Veshes Ish. But the Gabi over here, it's not, we're not choshish that a person died. You put a person on his chazakah, he was alive when he sent it, he's probably still alive now. Zemara says, Ela mishum chata shemesu ba'le avadai. The problem is, if we find somebody actually died, then it's not that we're choshish maybe he died. People are going to put money in the thing, and we're going to find out that one of those people who put the money in died. So now we have mixed in with this money, Chata Shemesu Baaleho, which has to go, to the Ibul, you have to destroy it. And the Nela, all the money is possible, because it's all mixed in together. So in order to avoid that, they didn't make a pushka, you want to bring your Chattas, come to the Beis HaMikdash and bring it. Where it says, V'nivr arba zuzei v'nishta b'maya. V'hanech nishtru. Take out four zuzim. Rashi says that's the amount that it cost for a cane. Four zuzim. Tosa says lav dafka, because Shiloh, which zuzim we're talking about over here, kesef tsuri or kesef medina. Tosa says just the lashon haGemara. Four zuzim is an expression the Gemara uses. It's lav dafka. That's the value dafka of the kinim. In any case, so take out four and throw it into the Yam HaMelech and say that those are the four from the person who died, right? And what's it called? And the rest is mutter. So they ask over here, Lamaisa, then do that with every yisr. Right? You have chazer mixed in with something else, take out a little bit, say that's where the chazer is, and doesn't work. So Tosus said, talking over here, Tosus is showing him that what's it called, where the guy made a t'nai to begin with, they would make a t'nai in the beginning in the money. In case I die, I don't want this money to be what's it called, meyuchad or whatever, and then Breira helps. Then we're Mavara that this was the money that, what's it called, that was that way. In other words, the money was put in out tonight. And then Breira helps. Let's see Rashi till here. Gzeira mishum chata shemesu ba'aleha. Shema meis echad min habaylim, shenosnu mos b'shofar. Maybe one of the people who put the money into the shofar for his ola and his chatas died. The kiven the yesh ben chatos avilu mos chata shemesu baleo. It's money from a chata shemesu baleo. The hain holchus yamamelech. They'd be thrown to yamamelech, just like the animal itself would have to be died. The nimsu muravos imaksheros uposos osot. When they're mixed in with the other ones, we don't know. We have a suffix on each bit of the money. Maybe this is the one that's a chata shemesa, so you can't use it. So they're all osot. That's what it means in Nasarovos. Not because we're afraid they'll get mixed up, but because we're afraid they'll be mixed in with them. Chatos hamesos has nothing to do with writing or not writing. Shemesu baleho vaday shana yodim bo shemes mishenosin mosle shofar v'dayin lo korban. Right? We know for sure it's one of the people died who put money into this thing, and then we don't know where his money is. It answers everything. So to avoid that, they didn't make a shofar. When you're ready, be ready to bring your chatos. Come to the Beis HaMikdash and bring it. Don't put money in, and then we'll have a problem, and somebody will die, and all the money will become us. Versus a nivra arba zuzei demea chatos, the zuzei pshite kamar. Zuzei means what's it called? Pshite. Zuzei medina. That's zuzei medina. Sheyesh ches mehem bezuzei tsuri. Eight of them equals zuz tsuri. It's the lowest amount, right? Kesef medina is 1/8 of Kesef Tzuri. A pruta of Kesef Medina is 1/8 of Nechoshes. Right? And the Shmona of them in a Zuz of Tzuri. The Hain to make Prevachas, and that's how much it costs to buy one, pair of birds. The Snan Omdu Kinin Bo Beyom Birvasayim. The Gemara says increases that the value of the cost of kinim was rivasayim. Rivasayim is a quarter of a rova hu chatzi dinner. It's a half a dinner, right? And chatzi dinner tsuri shu arba zuzei medina. It's a half a dinner of tsuri, which eight times a half is four zuzim of medina. And those four zuzim is the amount of what's it called that it costs to buy a cane. So now the Gemara says that what's it called? What's the problem? Make a pushka, and if somebody dies, we're not going to be afraid that somebody's going to die. And if somebody actually dies, we'll take out four zuzim, let him put it in on Tanai, and we'll take out four, throw it to Yam HaMelech, and be mavar. Those are the four of the base, and everything else is mutter. Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda less le breira. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a breira. And therefore it won't help. You won't be able to make such a t'nai and later on say, well, this is where the money was. Okay? Let's lay breira, lo samchin la breira le mishri asura. Right? We're not somech on breira to be matter an iser. Okay? That's what let's lay breira. So there's a lotion of Tosfos here, and the Tosfos is shonim. What the t'nai was. Omer Rebbe, she yisnu mitchila, she im yomus echad, you osum hamol, she ashlich li yam hamelech kedoshim bavuro. They made a tznai lechatchila that if anybody will die, right, the bezdin is masna that the money that we take out should be nevara, that's the one that should be his, right? That's the tznai, and then breira would help on that. Okay. So how do you know who doesn't know the breira? Tishnan halokeach yain ben akusim. Person bought wine from a kusi, and they weren't at this point gozer that kusi should make wine osir, because kusim lemaisa were gerim, and there's big machlokas whether they're geri emes or gerais. This man the Omer holds they were geri emes, they were good gerim, and the rabbanon had not yet been gozer on their wine. So if you buy wine from a kusi, but they were chosh nechshad on trumas and maisras. So halokeach yain ben akusim erev Shabbos im chashecha. And you have to take off now Trumas and Maisras. Omeid va'omer, Shnei Lugin, and he has no time to start measuring everything out and taking it off. So he says the following, Shnei Lugim Shani Yosid Lahafrish Harein Truma. The two Lugim I'm going to take off after Shabbos. They should be Truma in the mixture. Okay. Asara Maisarishon. 10 parts of it should be Maisarishon. And Tosfos says Lav Davka, because once you take off the Truma, there's less than, 100%. There's only 98%, so it should say 9.8% should be. But just, Asara means a tenth of what's left. Tisha Maisasheni. 9 that are left are Maisasheni. right? Because it's a tenth of what's left after you take off the truma and the ma'aser rishon. Umeyachel, Rashi learns he's mechalel the ma'aser sheni on money. So now for sure that's taken care of, okay? And Tosfos learns miyachel means he begins to drink. Lav davki das mechal the ma'aser sheni. The shosa miyad, and he can drink it immediately. All this stuff is mixed in, right? Divra meyer, because then later on when he takes it out, he leaves then. After he drinks on Shabbos, he leaves over wine so he can take out this amount. And after Shabbos, when he'll take it out, it's Mehuver L'mafrei that was the Truma, that was the Meiser, and that was the Meiser Sheni. And the Mela, what he drank, was Mutter. And we're Somach on the Breira later on that when he'll take off was supposed to be the Matanus, and what he drank was Chulin. That's what Meir says. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Osrim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Holitzoser, Almein Breira. Right, so you see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breira. Why does he hold Zasser? Because he holds that later on when he takes off, there's no riot. That's what was the beginning. And therefore, it's Truma and Meiser and everything mixed together. He can't drink it. Rashi. Halokeach Yayim Mibein Akusim Kodim Shin Gozru Alehem, before they made the Gzeira on them, they considered them Goyim. Ve'ein lo Kalim Lahafrish L'Tokon Trumas Maestras, and it's too late, it's right before Shabbos, so he has no Kalim to take off the Trumas and Maestras, right? So he has no way of separating it, or he has no time to separate it. Harihein Truma B'Socho, so he's Mafrish everything and leaves it inside, in the mixture. Okay, but he's Korei Shein, that's enough to make it now Truma and Maestra and everything mixed together. That's the what's it called? Umiyachel Ma'aser Sheni al Hamos, and he's mechalo the Ma'aser Sheni on money. To Mashi Yesh Biyad L'Sakin, so whatever he can do, he can do. This way, the Ma'aser Sheni is not mixed in anymore. What's in there is chulin, and the kedusha goes on the Mos. So what you can do, you can do, but he can't do that to the Ma'aser Rishon. He can't do that to the Truma. So there's Truma and Ma'aser Rishon mixed in over here. The Shosu Min Atarulus, the Ma'aser Rishon doesn't make a difference because the Ma'aser Rishon is mutter anyway to Azar. The problem is the Truma. Truma is only mutter to a kohen. The shail over here is we don't hold breira, right? So Remeir holds and it's chal, and it's all mixed in. And later, when you'll take it out, it's huver adav l'mafrei that was what the truma was to begin with. You're allowed to drink it. So when you drank it, you drank a chulin, and the other ones hold no, it's not breira. So now, what does that mean? It's not breira. So one way of learning no breira means that it's not chal at all. Since in the end it won't be nisbarer, it's not called korei shein. He didn't do anything. Because we can't know where the truma is, and therefore the truma is never chal. So if you drink it, you're drinking tevel. And the other way is, no, it's chal. But we don't rely on later on that was the truma. The truma could still be mixed in. So you can't drink it because there's truma mixed in. What's an afkamina? Can a kohen drink it? If it's chal, it's just that we're not mesomech that later when you'll take it off, you're taking off all the truma. And therefore it's possible that the whole thing is mixed in with truma, a kohen can drink it. But if it's tevel, nobody can drink it. It's machlokas rishonim, whether the breira ain breira means it's not chal at all, because since there's no breira, the whole thing can't be chal. Or no, it's chal, but it's chal in a way that never can be misbar. The shosa minatarovos, and he can drink what's mixed in now. Maybe drinking truma? No. Kshiyulo kalim, after Shabbos, he'll get kalim. Yafrish bama truma maiser, he'll take off the truma and maiser. The samchina na breira, we're somech on the breira of Elomar, zehoya truma vu shosachulin. We say that what the truma was that he separated in the end, that was of the truma from the beginning, and what he drank was chulin. That's what the mayor says. And the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elshim, Shimon say no, they hold it chaser. Like we said, either halma ain breira. So how can you say that? Rabbi Yehuda therefore held that you can't make a pushka for chatol sameisos because maybe somebody will die, and then the mos chatos will be mixed up and asked the whole shofar. Right? I take four off because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know the brera. Mori says mimai. How do you bring a raya from there that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know the brera? Dil mashani hosam kidiktani taima. Maybe over there it's different. Rabbi Yehuda really holds a brera, but there is a problem. Amru lo Rav Meir iyatamod the shemi yibaka hanod benim to show sitvolim lafreya v'amr lahem lechishi yibaka. There's a different reason. Really, Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is breira, and really, if in the end he would take off the truma, we could be so much that was the truma. The problem is, what happens if the flask of wine that he's drinking from breaks, and he never ends up taking off the truma b'chlal? Then what's inside is truma, or it remained tevel, whatever it was, right? It's not because ain't breira. There is breira. And if in the end he takes off truma, it'll be mevar l'mafreya that was the truma and what he drank was okay. But what if he never ends up taking off the truma in the end, right? Then there's nothing to be mevar. Then the truma was mixed in with what he drank already, because it never came out to be nisbar. And then he drank truma, what's it called? So there is brera. But we're afraid that the flask may break before he has a chance to take the truma off. Right? And Rameir says, we're not choshish for that. When it'll break, we'll have a problem. We're not worried it may break. And therefore, he can drink now on the smach that later on he'll be able to take off the truma. And we're not afraid that something's going to happen that he won't be able to take off the truma. Rashi, lichashi yabaka, nochoshlo. When it happens, we'll worry about it. Kolomer lo chayshinu l'shem yabaka. We're not afraid maybe it'll break. The efshar, the muscle, le l'shomer. He'll make somebody guard it so it won't break. It's possible to guard things that things don't happen. Sometimes things happen that people can't control. So we'll worry about that when it happens. Okay, so we have no proof yet that what's it called, that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a brera. So we're still back with the question, why wasn't there a separate pushka? And we can't say because we're afraid that what's it called, you get it mixed up because Rabbi Yehuda somech on ksiva. Can't say because we're afraid it'll get mixed in, somebody will die and it'll mixed in because the chora take off four and be somech on brera. So we're still now going to try to prove that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a brera, but from this place we don't see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a brera.